Unit 4. Extra Listening. Page 35. No plastic bags here. You are going to hear a conversation about the use of plastic bags. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hey, Fran, isn't Dublin great? So where are all your packages? I thought you said you were going to do some serious shopping today.
I was, Susan, but most of the shops here don't give out plastic bags, and in some shops, shoppers have to pay for a bag. Some shopkeepers even told me that I should go home and bring my own bag.
Well, you can't exactly go home when you're on a tour. Why don't you just use your backpack as a shopping bag?
Oh, I left it on the tour bus, and in any case, there's no room for anything else in it. So, Susan, how did you know to bring a bag with you to the shops?
Oh, I knew that there was a plastic bag law in Dublin. I read about it in my guidebook. Besides, I belong to the environmental organization Friends of the Earth. So I know that plastic bags are no longer being used in many shops around the world.
Why? Are plastic bags illegal or something?
No, it's not illegal to use plastic bags, but they're terrible for the environment. There are lots of places in Europe, Africa, and Asia that have put a tax on using plastic shopping bags. That's what they did here in Ireland. The government decided to put a tax of 20 cents on every plastic bag. A lot of stores decided to stop using them altogether because customers complained that it was too expensive. In other shops, customers are charged when they ask for a bag.
I'm all for saving the environment, but isn't this a bit much? It's only a bag.
It's easy to say only a bag. But between 500 billion and a trillion plastic bags are used by shoppers each year. Tell me, what do you do with all your plastic bags when you get home?
Well, the truth is, I usually throw them away, like most people do. I guess that's not very good for the environment, is it?
Not really. Throwing away plastic bags is damaging because they aren't biodegradable. That means they don't fall apart and they stay in the ground for centuries. They also release toxins into the environment. And another thing, plastic bags are so light that they blow away easily. So you see them all over the place. I read that there are so many plastic bags on the roadsides in South Africa that people have started to call them the national flower.
Wow, that's quite amazing. But what about using them at home? In the United States, I never had to pay for a bag in a shop.
The plastics industry has tried to stop any environmental law that bans plastic bags. But more and more people are making their own decision to stop using them. Instead of a tax, some stores are giving their customers a 5-cent discount when they don't take a plastic bag. Others have even started selling reusable bags so that their customers will stop using the plastic ones. As a matter of fact, reusable bags have become very fashionable.
Fashionable? What do you mean?
Well, lots of celebrities are involved in environmental groups, and they're often shown in magazines carrying eco-friendly bags. Some of the bags have become so popular that they're now really hot fashion items. Actually, my mom ordered one on the internet. It's called a Basura bag. They're made in the Philippines out of old juice cartons by a women's cooperative. So not only are they good for the environment, they also provide jobs for people.
I wouldn't mind being a bit more fashionable myself right now. If I had an eco bag, I could go shopping.
Well, for now, you can put some of the things you buy in my bag, but we don't have that much time before we have to meet the rest of the group, so you won't be able to do too much shopping.
I guess you haven't seen me shop. I hope you can keep up with me.